in Acts chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 10, where the first Gentile converts were converted in Acts 10. And y'all know what happened in the upper room. Mm-hmm. But one of the first things they did after they received the Holy Ghost, the Bible say, they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Mm-hmm. Yet in the church, we act like prophesying is some spiritual, mystical, make you and put you in some category that you're not in. Mm-hmm. Right. Prophecy is ABC, kindergarten. Yes, sir. When you are filled with the Spirit, you ought to prophesy. Right. As a matter of fact, don't say this to the church, but you know, you don't have to be filled with the Spirit to prophesy.
Well, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Read your own Bible. Go ahead. Read, sir.
The supernatural outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The supernatural outpouring of the Holy Spirit
releases a prophetic mantle.
Releases a prophetic mantle
of the Spirit of prophecy.
Of the Spirit of prophecy
over the congregation.
Over the congregation.
The Holy Spirit quickens and intensifies.
The Holy Spirit quickens and intensifies
the level of prophecy.
The level of prophecy
over the believer.
Over the believers. Causing an outbreak
of prophetic utterance.
Of prophetic utterance. Prophetic, divinely speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
In revivals, the prophetic utterances are also used as divine announcements of God's agenda.
Notice that phrase. God's agenda. The most dramatic manifestation
is prophetic action.
Is prophetic actions. All right. Prophetic utterance, yes, and prophetic actions. Go ahead. These prophetic actions are corresponding actions
to the inspired prophecy.
To the inspired prophecy
that is uttered.
That is uttered.
From prophetic actions.
Prophetic actions.
Could flow through banners. Flags. Prophetic dances. And other physical demonstrations.
Of a worshiper. Now, I've seen these things. Mm-hmm. I had a young lady. You see, you never know. See, you have to allow the Holy Ghost. These things move as the Spirit will. Mm-hmm. What we have to be careful of is making it a ritual. Mm-hmm. And start worshiping the physical manifestation more than... Mm-hmm. Being focused on what is the Holy Spirit saying and doing.
Right.
Go ahead, sir.
The message is not only audible. But the message becomes visible. These are corresponding actions. To the inspired prophecy.
That is uttered. Now, as I was sharing, I was talking about a young lady. Who, when the Spirit of God would come upon him, are you listening?
Yeah.
Oh, she could already dance, but she would grab a banner. You listening? And, well, all you can say is, either you got it or you got it. But I mean, that wasn't some fleshly thing, because she didn't do it every week. Y'all know sometimes people start doing stuff every week to draw attention to themselves. It's not always a move of the Spirit. It could be a move of the flesh. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Number eight. Drunk with the Spirit. In Ephesians 5:18
it tells us not to be drunk with wine wherein is excess.
Because this is a sign of lack of self-control.
Because it's a lack of what? Self-control or lack of what? Discipline. Now, you know, church folk get real upset. Amen. Because, you know, the church make up a lot of rules and regulations that the Bible only want. We don't like to deal with truth. We like to. I don't like to drink. I can't stand it. Never could. I was an athlete, was taught not to. But the church gets so hung up on these things. You know, the Bible say, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. It shows a lot of lack of discipline. But be ye filled with the Spirit. It's best to be drunk full of the Holy Spirit than spirits. Okay. Well, they do tell you at the bar that we serve spirits over here. Okay. See, I often found out that I use this term Anger is the wine of intoxication. See, when people get intoxicated, they really tell you exactly what they feel. So I think pastors ought to get all y'all drunk and show you how much you love them, all right? We find out what's really in you. I'm not talking about being filled with the Spirit. Now I'm talking about, you know, give you that joy juice where you just go off track. You know, you forget who you're talking to. All right, that was an illustration. I didn't say in school, go do that. So don't go tell an apostle or Dr. Walker said for us to get you drunk so we can know. No. Okay, go ahead.
In Ephesians 5:18, it tells us not to be drunk with wine.
It tells us not to be drunk with wine.
Because this is a sign of lack of
self-control.
But to be filled with the Spirit. There comes a time. When we are so filled. That our performance may become suggestive. That we are drunk.
Hang around Apostle a while. I'll give you another something else. If you get too close around you. You might start feeling a little funny. Because I'm telling you, see, this stuff cannot be faked. This man has a rare anointing. And when you come in contact with him, it has the tendency to rub off on you. See, I discovered that because I like dressing. And I think that my father, Apostle Thompson, is a master dresser. So I saw one time his cuffs at the bottom of his shoes was kind of, you know, hanging on badly. So I went up there to get it straight. But when I grabbed his cuff on his pants, something grabbed me. Okay. You remember the woman with the issue of blood? She touched the H-E-M. But that power in the H-E-M was because the H-E-M was sitting on the H-I-M. Okay, so power can flow into your garments as my, when you really get anointed. Not a fake thing. Apostle Thompson packs that type of anointing. Sometimes when he walks in the room, you could tell he's on the way. Okay, go ahead, sir. After a heavy soaking in the presence of the Holy Spirit,
we could be seen staggering.
Around a place
as if we are drunk.
Needing somebody to catch you. Camp meetings, these manifestations have happened. Go ahead, sir.
Number nine, deep sleep. This manifestation of the Spirit is similar to being slain in the Spirit. But it's greater in intensity. And deeper in its work within. The Spirit of the believer. There are two incidents in the Bible. That records this unusual.
Manifestation
of
the Holy Spirit.
One was in Genesis 2:21. When God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
Notice that term, a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
And the other in Genesis 15:12-21.
And in the other instance in Genesis 15:12-21. When a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. Now, if you read your Bible, you know in Genesis 2, that's when God took that rib out of Adam's side, not under his feet. So a woman wasn't made for you to walk on. Okay. Then the second one was when God was cutting covenant with Abram. Are you listening? Caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Number 10. Dramatic change of lives.
We need go no farther than our leader here. You done heard his testimony. Street runner. Thank you. Brother invited him to go to a Sunday morning service. Hello. He said, look, we're going to do a drive-by because I got to go party all night long. Lionel Richie, my cousin. Hey, listening. And he had no intention on getting saved that day. None, absolutely none. And if you hang around him long enough, you hear these testimonies. the change in his life was so dramatic. To this day, people who he ran with in the streets don't even recognize it. Because he not there no more. Go ahead, sir.
When the Holy Spirit's power and presence, hits a believer in the way it happens, in a revival, it can only result in a changed life.
Changed life. Now, we're not talking about, you have groups out here like the Muslims. They can cause you to behave a certain way. But here's what you need to understand about when transformation don't take place on the inside. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You can act right until circumstances. All of you non-prejudiced people who say I'm not racist. All it takes is for the right circumstances to show up for you to act up.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if it ain't in you, or you want an example? Peter, Peter, the apostle, the chief apostle to the Jews.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
We act like racism is something new. No, it's not. It's been here since the beginning.
Yeah.
Are you listening? After the fall of man. Here's Peter, the chief apostle to the Jews. God uses him to go to Cornelius' house. That's right. And preach Christ to get the first Gentile converts in. You would have thought that was enough to get him delivered. But you find in Galatians 2, Paul, the chief apostle to the Gentiles, had to confront him. Because before Peter would come, the Jews and the Gentiles would commune together.
Right.
But the minute Peter show up, they separate.
Right.
Kind of remind you how whites and blacks act in America.
Exactly right.
Every Sunday, have mercy. This church ought to be overloaded with every race, every creed, every color.
Yep.
But because of these deep-seated barriers that exist, where a man's skin is used to defy the anointing that's on his life.
Right.
Baby, I don't care if he polka dot. When I first heard Reverend Kennedy Hagin Sr. teach, they kept saying he sound country. I don't care how he sound. It's what the man's saying.
Come on, right. Telling the truth? Come on now.
And Apostle Thompson is too anointed for people to be tripping, worrying about how he look.
Right.
He look good, though. Well, don't get mad because I love my daddy. He look good, dress good, smell good, drive good, fly good, all that stuff. Okay. Go ahead, sir. Dramatic lives. Don't lose your place. Go ahead.
The intensity of the Holy Spirit. Increases as the revival gathers momentum. The person receives a quickening spirit. To move towards maturity.
Number 11.
Dramatic healing and miracles.
Dramatic miracles are manifested during times of revival. The list can never be complete
without the supernatural healing.
Without supernatural healings
and miracles breaking forth.
The blind see. The blind see.
Amen.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
So if the doctors pronounce blindness on you, that's what they say. That's a fact. You can't act like it don't exist. Not something you can hide and run and, hello.
Yeah.
But Bartimaeus still came out all right.
Amen.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Amen.
See, Apostle Thompson makes statements that you have to learn how to latch on to.
Amen.
He said you can become every character in the Bible.
Yeah.
So if God delivered blind Bartimaeus, then if he did it yesterday, he's doing it today. And he is doing it forevermore.
Yes,
the truth of the matter is you're not going to be healed. You're already healed.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
so the manifestation shouldn't surprise you.
Amen.
It might surprise all the unbelieving folk. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'm not hiding in the dark in the park. I'm decreeing that, watch this, the end from the beginning. So keep your mind to yourself. Go ahead.
The blind see. The lamb starts to walk. The deaf hears.
The deaf hear.
And the dumb starts to call on the name of Jesus.
Jesus Christ the same. Go ahead, sir.
The miracles not only happen in the healing lines,
but also in the midst of the congregation.
Number 12.
Demonic kingdoms are shattered during times of revival.
Satanic bondages
will be broken because of the supernatural.
Manifestation of Jesus in the believer.
See, every believer must come to this point. For this purpose, 1 John 3:8. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, if you a son, if you a daughter, that's why you ought to be manifested. We don't have to wait for a certain gift to show up. If you are connected properly to an apostle, if you are connected properly to the man and the woman of God, if you understand that you first must be submitted to authority before you can be in authority. If your connection is proper, you don't need to call a 3-day fast to get rid of a little demon. The exorcist would have been over in 5 seconds. Her head would have spun and devil come up on out of here. Okay, the end. Because Satan has to obey when you are in alignment with government properly. Go ahead, sir.
When Christ is made manifest, he will destroy all the works of
the devil. He will destroy. See, first of all, it says he will, but God never forget when God spoke to me in Houston, Texas. First time I ever heard God speak audibly. There was a young lady by the name of Sarah Jordan Powell. She was a songbird for the Churches of God in Christ, well known throughout the world. Are you listening? She used to sing a song, "When Jesus Comes, all of Satan's power is going to be broken." You heard that, huh?
Yes, sir.
That was the song. Well, I had the connotation from listening to the song, "When Jesus Comes, all of Satan's power is going to be." But the Holy Ghost said, that's why I'm not fearing up here. See, the rules of engagement don't change when you have to go through a storm. Or through a challenge or through some adversity. You don't change your confession of faith because it don't look like you making it. God spoke to me. Why do you think I can be so bold about what I'm saying? I heard his voice. And this was his words. Satan's power is not going to be broken. Satan's power is already broken. So now it causes you to function differently. Because you know something on the inside that most people don't know.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And everything that God does, he does in the now.
Yes.
So it's not what's going to happen. It's what has already happened. Live in the present moment.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's it.
God will release a greater anointing.
Of the discerning of spirits.
On the church. To be able to detect and test every spirit.
Yes. To be able to discern and to detect every spirit. Apostle been teaching us for the last couple of years. He said, in these times, we're going to need greater discernment.
Yes, sir.
Because of what's in the church.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
The church will be advancing the kingdom of God.
The church will be advancing the kingdom of God.
With such force and wisdom.
With such force and such wisdom.
That will shatter the gates of hell.
That it will shatter the gates of hell. Once again, my theology is apostolic. I'm not waiting for God to do nothing. The devil can't stop the church. I ain't trying to stop him. He can't stop me. And he can't stop you. Go ahead, sir.
The power of the enemy.
The power of the enemy
will crumble against the rising of the
will crumble against the rising of the overcoming church. Chapter 9.
Catching the waves of revival.
Catching the waves of revival.
Four stages of the Holy Spirit's work.
This is four stages of the Holy Spirit's work.
The Holy Spirit ministry.
The Holy Spirit's ministry
will sometimes produce physical manifestations.
Will sometimes produce physical manifestations.
And reactions in people.
And reactions in people.
The physical manifestations.
The physical manifestations
may be due to some aspects of human nature.
May be due to some aspects of human nature.
And thereby carry a psychological influence to it.
And therefore carry a psychological influence to it.
Every genuine manifestation.
Every genuine manifestation
can and will be counterfeited.
Can and will be counterfeited by the enemy. He's an imitator. Go ahead.
When God gives physical manifestations.
When God gives physical manifestations.
We should accept them from his hand.
We should accept them from his hand.
But we should not make the mistake of glorifying.
But we should never make the mistake of glorifying the physical manifestation. Because what you'll do, you'll have somebody that'll try to repeat. Okay. Now they perform it. Ain't nothing happening. Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit can do a powerful work.
The Holy Spirit can do a powerful work.
When there are no manifestations at all.
When there are no physical manifestations at all. Because the Holy Spirit's greater work is on the inside of a believer. Go ahead.
God does not need the manifestation.
God does not need the manifestation.
In order to accomplish his purposes.
In order to accomplish his purposes.
But certainly allows them as wonders.
But certain. God allows them as wonders
and signs of the working of the Spirit
and signs of the workings of the Spirit. Remember, every miracle that Jesus performed. Oh, Lord, let me put it away that you should understand it. Every miracle that Jesus that they say Jesus did was actually the Father working through him in the person of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
when you understand that, you won't worry about your reputation because it's not you doing the work. It's him. Go ahead, sir.
Four stages of the Holy Spirit work.
Four stages of the Holy Spirit's work.
A, being filled with the Spirit.
A, number one, being filled with the Spirit.
The first aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit.
The first aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit.
Is to fill the vessel.
Is to do what? Fill the vessel. See, a lot of people look at the first miracle in Cana of Galilee and they really don't understand what's going on. They so caught up with the water being turned to wine, but they never bothered to go deeper. There's a deeper meaning. Jesus' mother say they have no wine and told the servants, whatsoever he say, do it. Are you listening? There were six water pots sitting over there. You ain't heard this, so don't even act like you think you know where I'm going. There were six water pots sitting over there. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Those six water pots represented man.
Yes, sir.
Because man was created on the sixth day.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes.
When man fell, he got a stony heart.
Yeah.
So those six water pots had stones in them. Those stones were for purifying, but I'm trying to get you to go past that. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Jesus said, fill the vessels, fill the vessels, fill the vessels with water. Uh-huh. Get them born of the water of the word. Mm-hmm. That word is going to give them take away the stony heart and give them a pliable heart. Now fill it up. Because when you get filled with the Spirit, it overflows. New wine. Bring that new wine to dignitaries.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I ain't charging you for that. Go ahead. God cannot work in a vessel
that has not permitted entry to the Holy Spirit.
God cannot work in a vessel that have not permitted entry by the Holy Spirit.
God will never violate our will.
God will never violate our will.
And therefore needs proper human response.
And he therefore needs proper human response. Now, here's a term you need to hear. People always talk about demon possessed. But Apostle Thompson is Holy Spirit possessed. Somebody say, why you use him? Because who's the founder of this school? Who's our leader? Well, what's on him, we should desire too. One of the reasons God told him to establish this school was so that people can watch when the Spirit of God come upon him. Did you ever stop to think that maybe the way God works, if God can take that same spirit that's upon him and cause it to come upon his instructors? As he caused the same spirit that was upon Moses to come upon the 70.
Yes,
I think a lot more can get done because real sons will understand I'm not functioning from myself. It is my job to bring honor to my Father who entrusted me with this mess, with this ministry. Not mess, bless. Okay, go ahead, sir.
To be filled with the Spirit.
To be filled with the Spirit.
We need to fulfill the following requirements. Responding rightly to the Holy Spirit. In and around us. Drawing near to God through scriptural.
Ways
as required by the word. Learning to shut the natural mind. And stop the thoughts of the unrenewed mind. From crippling the full expression. Of the Holy Spirit within us.
Rising up in our spirits. In spontaneous worship.
And communing with God.
Through our spirit language. Communicating with God. Through our spirit language. Apostle sends out stuff every day. And his greatest attributes. You want to know? I have a word for apostle. It's called logahas. L-O-G-A-H-A-S. Love of God. And holiness and sanctification. That defines who he is. He's a man who absolutely loved God. And want us to live right. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Live a life separated to God. God possessed. He don't do nothing else. He will do what God told him. So I think that's what he's raising up. Go ahead.
The need to intensify
our hunger and thirst
until such an infilling becomes inevitable.
Allowing full expression of the Holy Spirit. The ability to allow the Holy Spirit to rise up
within us
and to quicken our mortal bodies
is essential.
The anointing level increases
as he allows the Holy Spirit
to have greater liberty within him.
The manifestations are the physical reactions
to the heightened anointing.
When we allow the Holy Spirit
to activate our spirits
with greater intensity,
visions
and prophecies
sprang forth from our lips.
Our activated spirit releases
a new level of inspiration
and strength.
The grace of yielding allows a greater manifestation
of the Holy Spirit presence
into our lives.
Progressively developing the gifts. Acts 2:4.
As they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
And began to speak with other tongues.
They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
When the Holy Spirit fills us, there will be a manifestation. Gifts and enabling. That will take place. Example. Many who are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Only speak a one label.
They may start off with one syllable.
Tongue language.
They may start off that way. Amen. I'm reminded of when my mother-in-law got filled with the Holy Spirit. She had just one syllable. I say, keep at it. Wow. She would go to mopping and she just say that one little syllable. But oh, if you just keep saying that one syllable, are you listening?
Yes,
then a greater flow will come.
Yes.
Then she would get drunk and fall out. Go ahead, sir.
This must be developed until it becomes a full, matured language. Only with a complete language. Can there be a meaningful communication
with God? Only with a full and complete language. Go ahead.
Full expressions of our spirit. Are only possible. If we develop the spirit language that's given unto us.
In other words, when you pray in the spirit, you don't start out there. You start out in the flesh. See, when you pray in the spirit for a long, protracted period of time, you could start out in the flesh and get in the spirit quickly. You want to know why? You hear what you're saying, don't you? Huh? I don't know why people act like they're all deep and everything when you're praying in tongues. You hear yourself crazy. I'm just trying to help people. If you hear yourself, then start off with what you heard. That's what got you speaking in tongues. Most people who don't speak in tongues is because they're afraid to articulate what they're hearing because it makes no sense to the natural mind. Go ahead.
If we develop those gifts and manifestations
of the Holy Spirit
and take them to maturity, we will fully realize.
We will fully realize
the purpose of God for them.
The purpose of God for them.
And we are done.